It's 5:35. It is time for the Alaska Music Spotlight on KNBA every week at 5:30. We are exploring Alaskan bands every Friday at this time. I'm Lauren Dixon, back with you in the studio, looking forward to a lot of live music over the next couple of weeks. Well, let's talk about Big Fat Buddha, who is here in studio with us tonight. The groove has been set since 2010. I mean, the groove has been laid down and set in place with the Anchorage band Big Fat Buddha. Not only has the band stayed together since their beginning seven, eight years ago, but by staying in Alaska and being active each year with many live gigs, they're one of the core local bands that have brought stability to our local music scene. The new album is their second studio project. They're total Alaska geeks who are not playing, you know, when they're not playing music, they're skiing, they're climbing, they're fishing. And they've got a new CD that they're ready to share with us. Welcome to the studio, guys. How you doing?
Thanks, Lauren.
Hey,
Lauren.
Hey.
And welcome back to you, my friend, back to the air.
I don't know what some of these buttons do anymore, but we'll see if we can push the right ones and get some music spinning on the radio. Tell us about the new album. What's the title and what's the approach?
It's called Breaking Trail, the new Buddha album. It's the approach. Boy, the approach is long and steady. We started the recording it quite a while ago, 2 or 3 years ago, actually, is when we first started kind of laying the tracks down for it. But it took a long time to get the musicians that we wanted to play on it. We had a few guest appearances from some cool local musicians, and we just wanted to get it right, and there was no real rush to get it done. So, yeah, we took our time until it felt right.
It can be a challenge for a band that does longer tunes, that rides a groove in a live set. It can be tough sometimes to get that to translate to a studio release. We'll talk about the challenges of doing that. We'll talk about setting that core sound for a band and for a local scene. But let's get right into some new music from this album so people can hear what we're all talking about. Tell us more about 1500 Miles, a new track that starts out the CD.
Yeah, 1500 Miles, like you said, is track one on here, and it's just an old-fashioned Buddha rocker. It's been around for a long time. If you guys have ever been to a live show in the last 5 years or so, you've probably heard it, but it was good to finally get it laid down and have a version of it that we felt good about. It's definitely one of the longer tunes on the album and a little bit more of a rocker rather than a kind of a... Well, we'll hear the other ones later.
It's our funk song. We get to call ourselves Alaska Funk because of this song, I think. So I'm the drummer. It's my favorite to play, probably. So.
Yeah, there you go. So
1500 Miles, Big Fat Buddha, new music on KNBA. We'll be right back. It's the new CD Breaking Trail, Big Fat Buddha, live in studio on 90.3 KMBA, the Alaska Music Spotlight, bringing you some of the cool sounds of summer 2017. The studio album is so cool to hear, guys, because there's just that touch of separation that you don't get from a live show that really isolates the core sounds of this band. It must be cool to hear.
Yeah.
You know, it's really fun because our sound is very diverse, and this album I feel captures a lot of that But there's also a theme throughout the album that's also very obvious for the person who's listening. I wouldn't call it a conceptual album, but there is something there's a thread throughout the whole album.
Sonically or storytelling wise?
Sonically, yes, but also the lyrically, yeah.
So the last song on the CD, Ghost Riders in the Sky, it's one of my favorites by The Outlaws. That's the version I remember. As I started to look up the song a little bit because I wanted to remind myself who originally done it, I'm like, wait a minute, there's Johnny Cash who's covered it. There's Marty Robbins, Bing Crosby. I couldn't even remember who wrote the song, but
Stan Jones.
A classic. Yeah. Who was it?
Stan Jones.
Yeah.
Wow. Never heard of him.
And we got permission from their publishing company to release that song.
No kidding.
Which was a fun endeavor to do. So they actually get hopefully the family gets some of the money when we sell copies of our album.
Seeing how many different people have put this out there as a recording on some of their projects, like I said, Bing Crosby, Marty Robbins, Elvis, The Tubes.
Wow.
You're in good company to say this is a quality song, and we're going to just include this. And it's a cover that incorporates, I think, your core sound.
It's a weird thing, though, because so many of the standard covers, you know, people like roll their eyes when you play, you know, Sweet Home Alabama or Mustang Sally. This is one that, like, it never gets old. It's always one of our biggest. We close a set with this one usually. It's one of our biggest songs. People just go nuts over it. It's one of those rare covers that just doesn't really seem to get old. So there's some good energy about it.
You added the Big Fat Buddha layer to what is a classic Western, almost country sound.
Well,
in the Outlaws version.
Well, that's the thing, is that there's sort of undertones of country, you know, country Western in the Buddha thing. I mean, definitely undertones, but a lot of train grooves and driving things. We've always covered a lot of Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson and things like that.
That's what it is. It's the train groove.
Yeah, it's the train groove. I mean, and those guys have always been our heroes, but that's also what, you know, it's sort of what the Alaska audience has always been a big fan of, especially on a Saturday night or whatever. People want to dance and people want to party, and you know, if you can just keep the drummer playing a train groove all night, I think you're going to do all right.
You know, that's one of the first questions I think they asked me when I joined the band as a drummer. They said, "How's your train groove?"
Yeah,
I brush up on that.
But we have a lot of influences. I mean, Jeff Arms, our percussionist, is really in the Latin and African beats. So I come from a reggae, funk background. Soloto comes from a rock background. Matt comes from a Dylan, a little bit of everything as well. I think when you put it all together, is what we get is the Buddhified, you know, versions of songs that we cover like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, and Soloto being a bit of a metal drummer at heart is kind of fun for him, because the way that we start out Ghost Riders is with a definite heavy metal processed thumping tom part that Soloto lays down pretty thick and heavy, and then it, you know, kind of transforms from there back into the country train groove thing. But it's fun to sort of take songs and do different things with them like that. So I know, I'm starting to think maybe we should play Ghost Riders next instead of North of the Border.
Kind of think of the same thing, but why don't we do that? One more thought on that song. Was that always a tune that felt like, was that always there from the beginning?
I think it was one of Matt's school projects or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I was in the guys' choir in high school, and we did like a choral version of that song, like an all a cappella guys' choir version of Ghost Riders in the Sky, and it was just epic. And so when we went to record it, I wanted to kind of get some of that in there, so you'll hear there's some pretty thick backing harmonies, and actually in the very last chorus, we do like, I think, 7 or 8 overdubs of backing harmonies. So it literally sounds like a choir, you know. It's like a full and all the different, you know, tenor and baritone bass parts or whatever.
It's quite brilliant, too, to be honest. I love that vocal part you do there. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
It's a strong song, worthy of releasing as a cover when you do your own album, and it's a staple sound that suits Big Fat Buddha very well. Let's see how they do Ghost Riders in the Sky. We'll be back with more from Breaking the Trail as we listen to more music on the local spotlight on KNBA. drumming continues.
Herd keeps on riding.
It's all your fault.
That song actually never ends. Yeah. So.
They had to actually turn the gear down to get the drummer to stop, because once a drummer gets in place, he doesn't want to leave.
Well, and what's funny is he never even actually,
do.
He never even actually played that part. That was the masterful Mr. James Glaives doing some editing tricks. We decided post-haste that that needed to happen. Put those drums on there and have them fade out, so...
It's Big Fat Buddha live in studio here at KMBA on the local spotlight. The new album, Breaking Trail, is just getting out there. It was officially released late June?
Digitally, yes. Yeah. We still have the CDs on the way, and we are planning a CD release party in the near future.
We'll get some more music from this new CD and chat with the guys about the history of the band and... where they're going and where you can connect with their music. Let's look at the calendar for this weekend and beyond. Today, tonight, yeah, the 21st, Friday, Juno Smile is playing at Sullivan's. Also on Friday, from outside of Anchorage, the group called the Another Brothers. They are playing at the Seaview. And then Palmer Ale House tomorrow, Crow Creek Mine on Monday. Yeah, Crow Creek Mine has added a concert series.
Wow. I saw that.
So amazing how the venues are really stepping up and supporting music. Saturday, Hannah Yoder Band live at the Sitzmark. Saturday is also a local rock showcase at the Willowaw. So there's some harder rocking bands there this weekend. And Saturday, honorary Alaskan Tim Easton in Talkeetna. And then Dylan Lee Johnston coming home with his buddy Megan Palmer. They're playing Hope this Saturday night as well. There's just too much to choose from, and it's all your guys' fault.
I don't know if you can blame us.
You know, we can blame the local musicians for providing such fun music and the venues for offering us these opportunities as listeners to go see bands. Over the last 7 years, what have you seen that you feel like is changes to the local music scene?
Well, when we first started doing our thing, it was kind of right for the pickings. There wasn't a whole lot that was really happening. Really, the venues were there and the fans were there, but there wasn't a ton of bands that were active in playing festivals and shows and things like that. So we were pretty lucky to get a lot of the gigs that we got as a real startup band. You know, it was pretty easy. There wasn't much competition. And so we'd tour all over and play awesome places like Valdez and McCarthy and Seward and Homer and all these different places, and there wasn't much going on, so people would come out and for us and dance and have a good time, and so we kept doing our thing because we got a good response.
And I think that, again, is what really helps develop a scene, because now you got to be good to stay on stage.
Oh, yeah.
So it really lifts everybody's game. You guys are a rock as part of the local music scene. Congrats on the new CD.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Where can people connect with Big Fat Buddha Music?
Well, a couple places. You can go to our website, www.bigfatbuddha.com. And, of course, we're also on Facebook. Those are great ways to be invited to shows and the such that we have coming out. So,
but you can also get the album on iTunes. And if you're not into paying for music, you can just get it on Spotify. So
we get 0.00 cent for each Spotify listen. Thank you.
Come on.
That's going to take a few spins to make an earning there. Well, you know, I actually think I had a thought about, you know, music as a career somewhere here. Is it realistic to have music as a career? Not necessarily, but
well, it depends.
Tell me what some of your dream gigs would be if you thought that this really was just, if it became a total career supporting venture.
There's nobody's making money selling records anymore.
Yeah,
I think,
but so. Where, you know, where would a dream gig be?
Down well, the dream
the
gig
road.
Is right here, man.
Yeah, I know, right here.
I mean, I don't perform. I don't perform music full time as a living, but I teach music. I teach guitar and banjo and bass and private lessons as a bread and butter gig during the day, and then playing with the Buddha. And playing with some other projects too. You know, there's quite a bit of work, so to speak, for a gigging musician up here if you put your mind to it. And you know, I basically use a six string to make every dollar I've got. So
now I have a day job. So you know, yeah,
but a pretty sweet one.
Yeah. I'm pretty blessed, and I'm so happy to be in Alaska playing music with my friends and hanging out and partying with my friends at our shows, and it really is a fun time seeing everybody out and about. We've made a lot of wonderful friends over the years, and it's really been a kick. I can't believe we're we're blessed to still do it. So.
Still at it.
I came up playing music in Chicago, so like for me, it's just such a trip being out here because we'll turn like the weekend in McCarthy. There's also a fishing trip or something that'll happen, you know. So it's a whole experience. It's not just you don't just come in, play the show, and leave.
So you came up here and you saw the gravel parking lot and the trees and said, "This is our gig."
Oh, I was blown away. I'll never forget my first gig in McCarthy. You know, driving up the McCarthy Road and seeing that place. I remember we were like hanging out at the venue, and actually this actually happened like. Like, we're hanging out in the downtown McCarthy, and, like a horse actually runs down the main road, like, an escaped horse. And then, like, some dudes on ATVs are, like, going after it. And I'm sitting here. It was, like, my first year playing shows in Alaska. And this is really happening. Like, this is, you know. So.
Very similar to Chicago.
It's pretty much, yeah.
And one of the first shows we did with you, Slodo, was at Challenge Alaska Building. And remember how crazy everybody was? It was like they were swinging up the rafters and stuff. And it was like, welcome to the band,
and of
dude.
Course, it was, it was like,
Girdwood, yeah.
Girdwood will do that to you. Did we mention where you're playing next?
No, we have a couple shows coming up. We have a really fun one coming up at Hatcher's Pass at the Government Peak Music Festival with Hope Social Club, a good friend of ours, and Tim Easton, who you were mentioning a moment ago. And that's July 29th. We also are on the event stage at the State Fair, so that's a new stage for us. We haven't played there before, and that's August 25th.
Oh, August 25th.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I had it as August 31st for some reason.
No, that's not right.
Well,
I hope
check
you're
that.
Not right. Yeah, no. No. And we're playing right after Papa Roach. So
Yeah.
Remember that dude from the 90s? And then the last one that we have booked right now is the Fish Creek Festival. It's the second annual music festival in the heart of Spinard, where they block off the street and the park there and just have a crazy party. So so we're going to be headlining that this year, and we're really excited. That's September 9th. Wow. So, yeah. So keep tuned for the actual CD release party, which could be probably all of those, I guess. I don't know. We'll just have the continuing CD release party, I guess.
Just being humble.
And when you're out there, make sure you stop, say hello to the band, tell them you heard them on the radio, and ask for their music. And make sure you grab a copy of that CD or get connected to the music through their websites. Let's get a final track in here in our version of Overtime on the Alaska Music Spotlight. World Cafe is coming up next at about 5 minutes from now. We've got a final track selected. I think we wanted to go with.
We're going to go to track six. It's called I Got One Thing. We're going to let our percussionist, Jeff Arms, show you a little bit about the congas.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Thanks,
we'll see you around, bro.
We're going to put this one on the radio, and we'll wrap it up with the new CD Breaking Trail from Big Fat Buddha on 90.3 KNBA.
Chasing rainbows up in
tell you one thing, I know for sure.